Joining us on VFL In Focus this week from the Box Hill Hawks is Tom Gordon. Hi, Tom.
How you going, mate?
You're going well. Thanks for joining us on VFL In Focus. And as we just mentioned, a great start to the season for the Box Hill Hawks, sitting currently in third place on the ladder after a big win over Port Melbourne. The group must be really pleased at how things are tracking along at the moment.
Yeah, definitely. Look, coming into the year was a bit of an unknown. We had a bit of a few list changes, I guess, which happens every year. But look, coming off a big win, a good win against Footscray and then Coburg, we're pretty happy with the start. And unfortunately, got that, I think it was a 4-point loss to Werribee. So, yeah, as you said, a big win over Port Melbourne leading into the byes. I guess got the boys up and about and feeling, I guess, really good about this sort of middle part of the year heading into the last end of it. But look, we're feeling refreshed after the bye and obviously a big game this week against top of the ladder Williamstown.
Yourself, you've had to be a bit flexible in terms of where you've played position-wise. You kicked 4 goals against Coburg, but you've also done several roles down back. You must be enjoying a bit of freedom having that versatility to play at both ends of the ground.
Yeah, definitely. I think that's sort of been in a sort of an apprenticeship here at Box Hill. It's my fourth year now, and each year I play either forward, back, or you know, back to forward again. And then, got named the first game up forward, and within about 10 minutes went down back on Jack Redpath due to Spanger's injury. And then, as you said, the next week against Coburg, started down back and moved forward after half-time and was able to snag a couple of goals. And I guess it's sort of been a bit seesaw like that, but the last couple of weeks I've sort of settled down back. But we're having chats with Marco during the week and the coaching staff. It's sort of wherever they need me. And, you know, I'm just happy to play some senior footy and get some continuity in my game.
And that's the thing about the Box Hill Hawks. Flexibility seems like it's the key if you play in a side that Marco Bello coaches. Last year we saw a lot of that with a lot of players. And once again this year, he's not afraid to throw the lineup around at various times throughout the game.
Yeah, definitely. I think he's very precise in who he chooses for his side. He obviously likes, you know, if we are struggling or aren't quite getting the momentum our way, he likes to throw the side down a little bit. And I guess having those players that can play either end or different roles gives him that ability to do so. And, you know, it's worked in a couple of our scenarios, and sometimes it doesn't work. But I guess having that flexibility, knowing that you can put players in different roles and knowing they've actually, you know, put the time into that throughout their season or, you know, past seasons at Box Hill.
In the narrow loss to Werribee, you played on Mad Jack Door. It must be a really good challenge for you, knowing that each week you can come up against a real quality opponent.
Yeah, it is. Look, I had a chat to Marco after last year. Obviously had a bit of an injury and I was unsure of what I was going to do with football. And I guess I sort of spoke, you know, if I was ever get back fit, I was going to, I wanted to take on those bigger players and those players that have played experience in the AFL, just to, I guess, test my ability out and, you know, see what I'm capable of. And yeah, it was a good test against Mad Jack Door. Was, I guess he's a unique player in the way he moves around the ground and I guess his attributes. And I thought I did a pretty good job on him. And also I played on Redpath, who was a, you know, a bit different to him. Big body, loved to crash the pack. So I've sort of had to, I guess, each week plan differently each game. But it's just what I like doing at the moment and really enjoying the challenges.
You had a serious injury, and just take us through what happened, because that really limited your 2014 season because you only managed just the two games.
Yeah, so look, I in the 2013 season, I played majority seniors and played down back, and coming into the 14 season, spots were very limited down back, so I made the move forward. And look, I played first game against Williamstown in the ones, and then unfortunately got dropped and sort of did my time in the twos and played another game, around, I think round five against Frankston, but then unfortunately got dropped again and played some really good football. And actually, you know, I was playing a decent game against, I think it was Casey, and yeah, unfortunately in the last quarter, about 10 minutes to go, but a friendly fire, and teammate and Shem from Hawthorn put his knee on my quad and did a grade two medial and a corky, which lasted 10 weeks. And as you said, limited myself, I guess, when I came back and wasn't quite right. But you know, I just wanted to play finals, whether it was seniors or development. I got back, but as you said, in terms of the way I was moving, was very, very limited.
always you hear when people mention alignment, which is the strongest, the Box Hill Hawks and Hawthorn one always seems to be at the top of the list. It does seem like a marriage in heaven because both clubs seem to get along very well. You can see that there's a real process in between, you know, both clubs, the way they communicate, and it just seems like a real smooth ship that's run both on and off the field.
Yeah, definitely. I guess, as you did just mention there, when alignment does get spoken about, I guess the Box Hill and Hawthorn one tends to be the top of the chart there. And I think it's just due to the way, I guess, the clubs are both structured up. We have a lot of, I guess, bonding time in the pre-season with our pre-season camps where we get the Hawks boys to come down, and it allows us, I guess, to sort of get to meet him before you sort of come into a season where there isn't much time to do so. And with my experiences, the Hawthorn guys have been great in coming back to Box Hill. But also when we go to Hawthorn to train during the pre-season, if you ever come across them, they're happy to just have a quick chat with us and just sort of build that relationship up going into the season.
Sam Collins has been a real find for the club, and he's been in some really good form of late.
Yeah, he's an interesting character. He has a lot of sporting different backgrounds, so a bit of volleyball in there and basketball. But look, he's came down, I think, a year after me and played, did his apprenticeship in the development, and last year played some really good footy in the seniors. I guess he started a couple of games in development this year, but sort of didn't shy away from the fact that you sort of got to put your time in, and he came up and I think he got in the best three times in a row and played a really good, solid role down back. And he's one with a bit of flexibility too, but look, he started the year off really well and sort of keeps progressing as the games go by.
And Mitch O'Donnell also having a great start to the season. Just one of those players that week in and week out been a real good contributor across the board.
Yeah, he's a great character, Mitch. He's just one that loves the in and under football and just goes hard at it and sort of, bleeds that team football, I guess. And obviously he's got a bit of he's just coming back from injury this week, so he's been raring to go and real chirpy down in the track. But he's one of those guys you like to run out with each week and know he's going to give you all.
You're a member of the leadership group at the Box Hill Hawks, and when we hear about leadership group, we talk about team values and all that sort of thing, trademark. Take us inside the Box Hill Hawks leadership group and how you found being a part of that in your time over the last couple of seasons.
Yeah, it's a great privilege, I guess, to be voted in by your peers and to be in a leadership group. But that old saying that you don't have to just to be a leader, you don't have to be in the leadership group. So we try and strive to make sure everyone doesn't shy away from being a leader on the ground or at training. But, there's a couple of values we hold high, and we expect all the players that, each year that come down to the club to withhold those. And there's six of us in the leadership group, and then we've got an emerging leaders group, which we sort of try and, guide. So when we do leave or, people go up to AFL level or end up going back to local, that these younger players can pass on those messages to the future Box Hill players.
Jonathan O'Rourke, he seems like he has all the capabilities, both good inside and outside player. Tell us a bit about his progress and for all the Hawthorn fans listening.
Yeah, he's a very, very classy player. As you said, inside, outside, sort of surprised me. You just see him pop out of packs and explode out of the contested area, and his skills are just so good that it allows our forwards to, even if they've got a metre or not even a metre, hits them up. And he's a great guy to have around the club. Obviously been at GWS for a couple of years and now at Hawthorn. As you said, I think his debut, he actually played a game, but I guess he's not far away. But I think we had a mid-season function here on Friday night where Clarko spoke at and just sort of said the same thing about what we say, is that some players have to go through an apprenticeship to get that game, and I think he's doing a pretty good job of it now.
We ask all young players this: do you still harbour some ambitions at potentially one day maybe playing some AFL footy?
Yeah, look, definitely. I wouldn't say I don't. For me, it's, I guess, as I'm getting not older, I'm 23, but you sort of realise that footy isn't everything, but at my age now, it's a great time for myself to step up and playing on those bigger players and taking more of a responsibility on game day with the leadership group and stuff like that. But look, the ambition's definitely there, but you also got to think about your career outside of football, which I'm doing with my carpentry now. So it's just a bit of a juggling act. But yeah, look, when I'm down at the club, I give my all and try and learn as much as I can in the period I've got here. And then obviously with my working out, outside of footy, I give that my all as well in case it doesn't happen. And you sort of, I guess, move on. But I still give myself a couple of years, and I guess a lot of the players down here at Box Hill do too. So it's just an exciting time of my life, I guess, to just really push forward and try and take my game to the next level.
A big clash this Sunday against Williamstown at Burbank Oval, a place that's never easy to play.
Yeah, they're a fantastic side, and have been for the last couple of years, and recruited very well, and play their home ground really well. So, look, we're looking forward to the challenge. Obviously, they're top of the table. We're a game behind them in terms of games played. So I guess we've got a pretty strong list going into the game, and it's just one that we are looking forward to. But then again, it's one that could really set up our season to get that win and jump ahead of the pack, I guess, which I think we faced in the past couple of games in terms of those 8-point sort of games, and they're sort of a must win early on in the season to set up our last half.
We wish you all the best for the rest of the season, Tom, and thanks for joining us this week on VFL and Focus.
No worries. Thanks for having me.